This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, Apple plans to continuously scan photos stored in U.S. iPhones and users' iCloud accounts for images of child sexual abuse. The Financial Times reports the company has been briefing security researchers on the neutral match system. It would notify human reviewers if they believe illegal imagery is detected. It would be up to human reviewers to alert the law enforcement in that area. The neutral match system was trained using a database from National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. The plan is to limit the program to iPhones in the U.S. to start. The Pueblo Police Department searching for a woman accused of attempting to shove her child into the trunk of a car. According to police, 33-year-old Chelsea Ray Trujillo was trying to put the crying 5-year-old son into the trunk of her car in a parking lot in the business at the 1900 block of North Norwood. The incident captured on video, which you can see on KRDO.com, happened around 2:20 yesterday. Police have been trying to locate Trujillo in several locations. It's believed she and her child are currently homeless. You can see that entire video at KRDO.com. Colorado Springs residents who want to take part in a survey about the city's transportation needs only have a few days to turn in their comments. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has details.
The city is drafting a plan designed to make transportation safer, more efficient, and more sustainable. Comments received will be incorporated into the plan, which should be available for review later this year. Information about filling out the survey is available on the city's website. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper is hopeful a sweeping infrastructure bill will get passed in the chamber sooner rather than later. He says fellow lawmakers are willing to put in the work.
I've talked to a number of other senators, and I think there's a great sense of urgency, and I think they're going to try and get this infrastructure bill done before we leave for August.
The Senate is scheduled to take off for the August recess after today, but Hickenlooper says lawmakers are set to come back to work on Saturday to work on amendments. Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the party will not participate in raising the debt ceiling with Democrats' reckless infrastructure plan. In his words, speaking on the floor, the Kentucky Republican said Democrats plan to push through the separate infrastructure measure, which is willfully partisan. In other news, Richard Torres Jr. will have a chance to win Olympic gold in boxing. The Colorado Springs native won his semifinal after a referee stopped the fight in the third round due to an injury into his opponent. Torres, who is holding all 5 cards at the time, he's going to face another boxer from Uzbekistan that's coming up on Sunday for that gold. New data shows businesses in Colorado primed for growth in its recovery from COVID-19 and the pandemic. KRDO News Radio's Heather Skold has more.
That's part of a second quarter report on economic indicators released yesterday by the University of Colorado Boulder and the Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold. The findings show the state is firmly in recovery mode. New entity filings posted record gains for the quarter, increasing nearly 26% from the same time last year. Experts say the filings are one of the best indications of employment growth. Heather Skold, KRDO News Radio.
Temperatures have been quite a bit warmer today versus yesterday. A good 10 degrees warmer, back where we should be for this time of year. Got hazy skies across the area. Air quality alerts in place until this afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures in the 50s and 60s, partly clear skies. We'll look for some sunshine and still hazy skies to end the work week. Temperatures will be in the 80s to low 90s for southern Colorado on Friday. And dry conditions as we look ahead to the weekend as temperatures remain steady in the 80s to low 90s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.